Hello.
Hi, good evening. My name is Jesse, and I'm calling you from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Florida. Do you have a couple of minutes?
Yes.
Perfect. So real quick, and just to make this clear, I'm not selling you anything, and I'm not asking for donations, okay? Now,
okay.
Am I speaking with Tanya?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. Tanya, first of all, are you registered to vote in Florida?
Yeah.
Okay. And what are the chances that you'll be voting in the August 20th primary elections for U.S. Senate, the Florida legislature, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote, probably vote, already voted? Chances are 50-50.
I'm in the process of voting if I have an absentee ballot.
So is that 50-50?
No, I'm in the process of doing it.
Oh, so you're certain 100% you will do it then?
Yes.
Okay. Do you plan to vote in the Republican primary or Democrat primary?
Democratic.
Democratic, okay. And if you don't mind me asking, what year were you born?
76.
76. Wonderful. And are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
No? Okay. And do you consider yourself white, African American, Hispanic, Asian? White? Okay. You're making this too easy for me. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Florida are going the right direction, or do you feel like they've gotten off the wrong track?
They've gotten off the wrong track.
Okay, thank you for that answer. Now, excuse me. Now I'm going to read you some names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings towards each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable, okay?
Okay.
Joe Biden?
Very favorable.
Very favorable. Kamala Harris?
Very favorable.
Chad Klitzman?
I have to read more on him.
Or maybe I mispronunciated his last name. Let me spell it for you. It's K as in Kilo, L as in Larry, I as in ice cream, T-Z-M-A-N. Klitzman. Chad Klitzman.
Yeah, I haven't read up on him yet.
So you'd rather, there's no opinion or neutral. Is you okay with that one?
That's fine.
Okay. What about Barbara Sharif?
Favorable.
Favorable? Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. What about Ronnie W. Jacobs Jr.?
I have not heard of him.
No opinion? Neutral?
No opinion.
Okay. Next one. In the Democratic primary for Florida State Senate, if they were held today and the candidates were in your district were Chad Klitzman, Ronnie W. Jacobs Jr., and Barbara Sharif, for whom would you vote for?
I don't know how to answer that because I haven't read up on two of them.
Now, let's just say you just had to. Your answers are 100% confidential. They're not final. It's just for statistical purposes only.
Yeah, I guess Sharif.
Sharif? Okay. Now, how certain are you that you will vote for a Sharif? Are you very certain or not so certain at all or somewhat?
Not certain.
Not certain? Okay. Still thinking about the Democratic primary elections, please tell me which one of these issues is more important for you deciding to vote for the Florida State Senate. Now, I'm going to read you a list, and then you stop me whenever you hear one that you like for reasons that you will vote, okay? Now, the first one goes voting rights. Second is health care. Third is education. Fourth is home and property. Education? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you're very conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Liberal.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay. What is the last year of schooling that you completed?
My associate's degree.
Associate's, okay. Is that 2-year or 4-year?
That's two.
Two? Okay. Now, and finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I have you state your first name?
Tanya.
Thank you very much. Now, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for participating. You have yourself a wonderful evening. You've been great tonight.
Yes, thank you. Have a good one. Good luck.
Thank you. You too. Bye.